Are you eating ice cream right now?
No, peanuts.
Click.
Thank you.
I don't care if I look stupid or not.
Drink vodka in moderation, kid.
Never trust a big booty and a smile.
I'm always trying to shove it in the back.
And sometimes I don't know if you're joking or not.
Hold still.
Yeah, boy, straight to door.
I'm a white sound like Bane. Let's look on that.
Look at us. Just let it be awkward.
Hi. I'm Vernon Wells, and you're listening to the Bad Boys Podcast. And just remember one little thing. You don't listen, I know where you live.
Boom.
Goes the dynamite.
That's right. Episode 685 of the Bad Boys Podcast. We're about to randomly rant on all things movies. I am your trailer voice, trailer guy voice, Fonzo, a.k.a. Mike Lowry. Joining me as always,
Harley, a.k.a. Marcus.
Not bad.
Yeah. I make myself laugh.
Yeah, you matched it, man. You matched the energy. I appreciate it.
Not me. This is Tony, a.k.a. MC.
Tony's like, is. Fuck you.
Okay. He didn't try. If it was St. Patty's Day, he would, you know, he would have came.
That's the only time. You got to wait. Yeah, you got that's.
We got to wait till March now.
Save it. It's the only energy I have for that. Yeah.
That's not even a Patreon. You got to actually wait a whole year now.
Exactly.
I had to start on the sad note, but speaking of Leprechaun Warwick Davis, he just lost his wife.
I think I saw that.
Ouch.
Yeah, he's been canceling a lot of conventions, and he had canceled one in, remember I was telling you guys he canceled that one in Vegas during St. Patrick's? So why has my wife been sick? And then a couple days ago, dude, that sucks. So what was her name? I think, I had it here. I'll have to look it up. Because I brought it up, I can't not mention her name now. That was sad, man.
Yeah, it's always sad. Yeah, I think I saw that they.
You read that somewhere? Yeah. So what's up with y'all, man? How are you guys doing?
Man, just finally enjoying some nice weather, although it's supposed to get shitty again.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Were you waiting for a weather report from Tony?
Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, he got all mad that you stopped.
Are you waiting for
weather's great down here? Exactly. We're not the can't spoil the weekends.
Yeah, Samantha Davis was her name.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, they had two kids together. I guess that his daughter was in the Willow show on Disney Plus.
Oh.
They worked together. It's pretty cool.
All right.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, man, we had somewhat good weather, I guess, right? It's not too hot. And when it is hot, it's nice, but kind of chilly, kind of gray skies. I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had 4 or 5 days straight of just nice, you know, high 60s, warm weather. Yeah,
and then camping weather.
Yeah, we haven't gone camping yet, but it's soon. We went to our camping spot today to check it out. Our new RV is 3 feet longer than our old RV, and we were kind of infamous for shoehorning our fifth wheel into spots where it shouldn't belong. And so now we're gonna do it. But with a bigger RV, and so we're kind of
also it's worse
you're
now.
That guy.
Yeah, it's going to be even harder. But I'm
is it because you have to pay more for a bigger spot? Is that why?
No. We're camping out in the woods. There's no these are not campsites.
Oh, so you're saying you're just squeezing?
Yeah, exactly. In between trees and shit along a stream. Yeah.
You too.
So we don't like going. I mean, we've gone to plenty of campgrounds at lakes and stuff, but. We have kind of two different things we do RVing. We have two types of RV. One is we like to travel in our RV to go to other places in the country that we've never been to, and we want to bring an RV in so we can, you know, stay. We go to a music festival, you know. So instead of, like, going to a hotel or an Airbnb, we take it with us kind of thing. And so ultimately our plan in retirement is to travel the country in an RV, right? It's interesting to us. We like it. So... The other part of RVing is the camping out in the woods.
Every time Harley says RV.
Right. The other part is just the R&R on a weekend, you know, taking 48 hours or 3 days out in the woods. And you just chill, read a book and listen to some music. And
Is it a gas guzzler?
The truck is a gas guzzler. Yes. it gets,
is, it hard, gets is, very... it, is it expensive to maintain? You got the propane, the something no. the stuff. No, the water.
No, water obviously is free. You can dump for free at lots of gas stations. We can actually dump here at the house because we have a clean out. Yeah. So, yeah, your plumbing has a clean out somewhere on the external side of your house. So if you had some sort of blockage, a plumber can come and back and clean out the
is it because of the weather you have out there? You guys have that or what?
No, most places should have it.
Your house has a clean out. You just have to find it.
You just have to find it. It's in random spots on every property.
Yeah. Some people have multiple clean outs, but yeah, we have a clean out, and then it's conveniently, it's right where we park the RV. So, so we can dump our black and our gray tanks. The only thing black is propane.
You're speaking my language. Explain what are you talking about?
In an RV, there's two.
Gray tank.
In an RV, there's three tanks.
One for pee, one for poo?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, why'd you say that then?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds funnier that way.
The black tank only receives from the toilet. And then your bathroom sink and your kitchen sink and the shower goes into a gray tank. And then you have a freshwater tank.
So three tanks all together.
Yes, three tanks all. And some RVs actually have four tanks.
Damn.
They have two gray tanks.
Those are fancy ones?
Well, actually, our new one does have two small gray tanks. And then
Excuse me.
So, yeah.
How's bragging camp going?
It's more just like weight, just trying to
spread. You ever get the tanks mixed up?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Just checking. Turn the sink on and, you know, the water's not
the
proper color that it's supposed to be because it's a different color.
No, I mean, everything in an RV is just like, yeah, take a shot when I say RV.
Would you?
Everything in the RV is just like,
oh my gosh.
You know, you flush a toilet like you normally do. You know, you can take a shower.
An RV.
RV.
The only difference is when you're camping out in the woods, you're not hooked up, and you don't have unlimited water. And most people don't realize how much water they use when they bathe.
So you take quick-ass showers then?
Yeah, we call them military showers. Actually, the truth is when we go camping, we almost never.
Oh.
If we're only going to go camping for 2 or 3 days.
He don't shampoo his hair and he's not bathing.
Right?
We bring a washcloth and we clean our pits.
Washcloth. This guy. I can literally smell you right now, man. Like, if we do a live, what the hell is that?
I clicked on vomit.
Wow,
vomit sound.
Sure it was, man.
There you go.
I'll just put it on record right now, Tony. If we do another show where we're all recording together, then Harley takes a shower before he comes over.
We're gonna have,
if he doesn't, he's
a breeze
right
bottle
next
with
you.
Us. Yeah, we're gonna spray him down before he enters the building.
There you go. Oh, we record outside that booth, and we put him in that fishbowl in your place. We'll keep him in there.
He's behind some plexiglass.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his own little spot.
We'll put him in there. Yeah. I'll get distracted by the flies flying around him when he's recording.
Then it won't surprise you that I almost never wear deodorant.
I'm not surprised at all. Man, you're going full on woodsman. Like you're going full on like.
I'm fortunate where I don't get a real bad BO.
No, you're just used to your own stink.
Exactly. Chris doesn't pick up on it.
And she's used to it, too.
Exactly. Right. Sure. Both of y'all smelly-ass motherfuckers is what it is. Smelling each other's funk. Don't even bother. If somebody came over, though, they'd be like, God damn, what the hell smell? What the hell died in here? Probably because look at each other, oh. And then they'd be like, oh, you know what? I left the oven on, and they'll bounce.
Bounce.
You don't even know.
Bitches leave.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this motherfucker stinks. No deodorant. Is it because you're too cheap to buy deodorant?
No, I just, I you know, especially when I was working at home, I just forget to put it on. And, yeah. I don't bathe every day either.
I know. Yeah, you established that too.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but you don't sweat a lot then?
Yeah, in the summertime, you know, when I'm breaking sweats, I bathe more frequently. In the wintertime, you can usually go 2 or 3 days without bathing.
What about you, Tony? You shower every day?
Every day that I sweat. There are days I don't shower.
Oh.
Like the weekend?
Usually it's a weekend day, yeah. Like on a Sunday.
But if you're heading out, though.
If I'm heading out, I'll shower no matter what. If I'm going to go out into the world.
You should go out like Harley, though. Just don't shower and don't deodorant and see how it works. How many dances you can get.
See how much space I could get around me?
Yeah, let's see. If you can pull girls like that while a Harley, dude, I'll be impressed. I'm like, hell yeah, you got game, Tony.
That's funny. Anyways, what you guys been watching? What's up? Anybody watching any TV, any movies?
Apparently, Tony finished Fallout.
Finally got Laney to finish into the last episode. Yeah, show's great. Absolutely great. It's Slater worthy. I only watched the last episode once. Once I watch it again, so it definitely is slow in certain parts. And if you're not if you didn't play the games, you won't catch all the Easter eggs that are in some of the slow parts. But it's still a solid show. Good storytelling, great acting. And then they tie up enough loose ends in by the end of the season so that you're satisfied, but they still leave some open, you know, because they got to continue the story. And there's so many connections. It is absolutely very well lined up with the games. It's so well lined up. It's cool.
How
far are you into it?
So I just finished the third episode. Cool. So I got Chris to watch two episodes, and she couldn't. She tapped out. Really? And I was like, that's fine. I'll continue to watch. Because here's the deal. Not only does she not play or know anything about Fallout, she didn't play any video games either.
Right.
And this is the most video game television script I've ever seen. We know that video game scripts, characters do stupid shit. And they do the same stupid shit in this, but you just remind yourself it's a video game. It's a video game.
Wait,
it's
like
literally the coolest cutscenes all stitched together.
Show's not lame. I don't want to watch it now.
I'm curious what you're considering was.
Why, Tony? Are you?
Just some of the decisions that characters make.
No, but that's real life. Real people make stupid decisions every day.
Not in video games, Tony. Nope. Negative.
Yeah, but not in a Fallout world where the main villain is Walter Goggins, which, by the way, is like, if you're at all familiar with Fallout.
I'd argue when you call him a villain, just saying, like the anti-hero, maybe.
Sure. No, it's possible. I mean, I'm only three episodes in.
But he's amazing. Last episode
was when he dunks what's her name in his fish bait.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then there's something else he does, real cold blooded. Oh, he's like, it's not my dog. I'm like, yep, that's. Yep. And then he does something else. He's just you know, he's obviously wasteland. Like he's been, you know, in the wasteland for 200 years. So
exactly.
He's a little desensitized.
Yeah, exactly. He's a little jaded.
Right. The Maximus character, mm-hmm. how he's now in the suit and he's a dick to the other characters.
Yep. And the power corrupts, man. Power corrupts.
Nah, that's bullshit.
True.
I don't feel it. I didn't feel it.
Yeah, keep watching the fucking show. Then you'll,
right,
then
you'll
see what you say.
So, if you're not a fan of the video game or familiar with the video game, it could be a challenge because everything is a video game reference, or obviously Fallout. It is so well, like, we've seen lots of video game shows or movies, right? We've seen Sonic the Hedgehog do well, and we've seen fucking Street Fighters and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and although that wasn't a video game. Seen tons and tons of video games and turned into movies. The Last of Us, right? We just watched The Last of Us. The Last of Us, I thought, held up fairly well, even if you weren't familiar with the game. Like, I played the game for a couple hours, and then I got bored with it. The show had me convinced, had me going the whole season. This one is so Fallout. I mean, even the same character, like, she goes to the wasteland to find her father, right? It's not even like, oh, we're going to use a name and we're going to use, like, kind of some characters and, oh, we're going to reference the video game occasionally. No, this is the video game story. Padded, obviously, for multiple. I think I saw them greenlit the second season. So, yeah, it's cool. If you're not interested in post-apocalyptic and you're not a Fallout fan, you might be bored. You can certainly give it a try. And like I said, Walton Goggins is fucking brilliant. Is the whatever his character, I think it's the ghoul. The ghoul. Wow. He's the ghoul.
And Ella Purnell is Lucy McLean. She's fine. She's serviceable. There's nothing remarkable, I think, from her performance.
I've never played the game, so I'm gonna see. I'm gonna try to catch
it. It might. Yeah, give it. You know, give it at least two or three episodes. Mm-hmm. But everything references the game.
So you played the game, right?
Oh, I have. I probably have 100 hours. Yeah, I played all of them.
You played it too, right, Tony?
Maybe not all of them.
But yeah, I have not played as much as Harley, but I've played the game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I played a lot.
Cool. And Harley sounds like he's going to continue with it.
Yep.
Nope, I'm good. I don't need to say anything more.
No, I'm saying you're going to continue this.
I will. It's my treadmill show.
Treadmill show. All right.
But you know what I will mention. I'll try to tie these two together as quickly as possible. Did we talk about or did we all Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV?
I watched it. I don't know if I didn't talk about it on the show. I thought I did.
Maybe you did, and I didn't. Maybe you did, and that's why.
I didn't realize there was a fifth episode. I watched four. I didn't know there was a fifth. I could tell all episodes.
Interesting.
I watched the last one, yeah. I watched all four. I was like, I'm pretty much good with that. I was like, fuck.
Dude, what a fucking... Ugh, how gross, right?
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
So gross. Anybody that's interested, go check it out, Quiet on the Set. So have you guys heard of Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
No.
Check it out. It's really, really good. We just finished, I think, four or five. And
it's a show?
It's based on a true story. It's on Netflix. It says the story follows the writer and performer Richard Gadd's warped relationship with his female stalker and the impact it has on him as he is ultimately forced to face a deep, dark, buried trauma. And it's a British. He's British. Everybody's British. It's British.
Amy's happy now already.
Dude, it's so good. The first episode, you're like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. It's crazy.
How'd you even find this?
Chris saw something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was like, hey, we didn't watch a trailer. We just watched the first episode. Within like 20, 30 minutes, you're like, holy fuck, this is crazy. And then like the first episode ends on like a cliffhanger. We binge watched the first three episodes, and I don't binge watch shit. Yeah, we just watched the first three episodes back to back to back. Because it gets more, and it's based on a fucking true story. It's fucking crazy.
That's what I was looking at it, yeah.
Yeah. He has, what it is he gets a stalker. And it's just a woman that shows up. He's kind of a loser. He's a bartender. He wants to be a comedian. He's a struggling comedian, stand-up comedian. And this unlikely woman just is obsessed with him.
Woman? Uh-oh.
Do you want to expand on why you said woman?
You don't remember the reference, the joke a couple episodes back?
Nope, I don't.
Wow.
Tony,
glad you pay attention.
I'm guessing he's referring to our caller?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. So, anyways, yeah, I'm just going to gloss right over that. So, because I don't know how to respond. So anyways, he gets this like weird stalker, but he's kind of into it. He's not really into her, but the affection that she gives him, and she's always flirting with him, and she always shows up to work, and she clearly is lying to him. She's one of those people who like tells big fish, like, oh, I'm a lawyer, or I'm this famous person, or and he's like, well, then what the fuck are you doing here every day at 5 p.m., you know? And so she's clearly crazy. And then he finds out why. And then you find out why he's into it. And then there's another character. And so it's just really, really, it's a really interesting. I'd love to hear your guys' take on it. Baby Reindeer, check it out.
All right.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me. I don't really watch TV, so that sounds completely boring. So no thanks.
All right.
You can finish and tell us.
Yep.
But I actually went to the theater on Monday. Checked out a movie. But a lot of people talking about all these horror movies coming out. So all right, I got to check one out. This one's called Abigail from the team that brought us Ready or Not, which I really like. Matt Bettinelli Open and Tyler Gillette. Tony, remember at WonderCon, we got to see a clip from it.
Yep.
So that's the one I saw. After a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. So if you see the trailer, it totally spoils it, so don't watch the trailer. Mm. Stars Melissa Barrera, plus Joey, who was in the new Scream movies. The newcomer, Catherine Newton, who's in that movie, Lisa Frankenstein. And then Kevin Durant, you've seen that dude a lot. And then even Giancarlo Esposito shows up. But one of my favorites, Dan Stevens, who was in The Guest, he was really cool in this as well. And the girl, Alicia Weir, who played Abigail, she was awesome. And then I forgot he was in this Angus Cloud who played Dean, who was the kid from Euphoria who passed away this year. Sat there in the movie that dedicated it to him. So I thought it was pretty neat because he was really good in the movie too. Yeah, it's got that Red or Night vibes where it just takes place in one sitting. It's kind of funny. I feel like they're almost pigeonholing themselves in some type of genre, like one sitting. But it works in this one. It's cool. Like the criminals are like, you get to know them right away and you get their backstory. And then there's the twist in the movie, and then it goes batshit from there. And it's just a lot of fun, man. It's really cool. It's rated R, hour 49 minutes, and there's some good humor. Yeah, some good humor, some really cool gore effects. And it was a perfect movie to see. Like, I hadn't gone to the theater in a long time, I think, since I saw Godzilla Minus One, you know? And I'm like, I want to see something. I hope it's good. I want to like, and a lot of people have been posting the weekend before that they saw it because they had premiered on Thursday. So like, and especially like the groups, people that I follow, you know, all in the same stuff. So they're like, you know, especially horror fans, they just kept posting about it. So I'm like, fuck, man, I'm off. I'm free Monday. I should go check it out. Well, everyone's at work or at school. Yeah, I had a good time with it. So it's a high dollar. Yeah.
All right.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Let's see. So where are we at now?
Tony, you not watching anything else?
Nope, no movies.
You caught up on X-Men?
Nope.
Oh, no, you're still behind?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
I'm waiting. I might just be just this 1 week.
You saw episode 5 then?
Yes, I saw episode 5 and I kind of don't. I was like, man.
Episode 5 is so good. I've watched it like 4 times already. It's so good.
The follow up, the one that just came out this week.
Oh no! I've watched that. I've already watched it. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm 5 you watched multiple times.
Yes.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah, it's that good, man. I just love it. It's so good. And then 6 was cool too. So yeah, I don't, you know, it's a lot, it's very spoilery. You start talking about it, so you kind of have to like.
It's,
you know,
difficult. Yeah, watch it's difficult it, to so. Talk.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like I said, the people that are behind it. Obviously love the 90s cartoon and the comics, and they just do it. But it's funny what people are saying online. It's like the best thing Disney Plus has put out in a long time. It's true too. So, yeah, dude, it's just, I'm just having such a good time with X-Men 97. So remember how it ended 5 ended 2? They were playing the theme, but just like this monotone. Oh, dude, it's so fucking good. That episode. God damn. Love that episode. Oh man. Right, where are we at now? Let's see. Man, we're just flying by then. Unless you guys got a bang or anything, you got to get right into the homeworks.
Nothing really. Let's
nothing,
see.
Huh?
Yeah.
Marley? Nothing new?
Yeah. Jack just fell.
Oh, I did. I should play. I saved a track to play it to you guys.
Saved a track just for us, huh?
I have a playlist now called BBPC Bangers.
Oh,
nice.
Shit.
Now, eventually, it'll just be one massive list. So.
Right. Just be your own mix.
Oh, yeah.
But what's on it? Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Worst genre in music. I'm listening to EDM. EDM.
Nope.
I hate EDM. It's like the worst genre in music. I'm listening to the same beat for like 6 hours at a rave. It's just too much.
Hell yeah.
People take a lot of drugs at raves because it's the only way that you can enjoy EDM.
I like it already.
I'm not a fan of unz 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 unz.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? So
that's good.
This is so you know how those DJs, they've been one of the trends that's been going on with DJs is they take things that people send them and they create a track out of it online, like on a live stream or something.
Quickly?
Yeah, like quickly. They'll just like, all right, let me set something up and let me take this thing and they slap a track together live. That's where this came from. So this girl posted on her TikTok that I hate EDM music, blah blah blah, all the sound bites you hear, and Riot 10 remixed this.
I mean, you got so many examples. It's so
right.
I hate EDM.
There it is.
Unz music. I love it.
Unz music. Yeah. Unz music.
Unz music. That's funny.
But yeah, no, that made the rounds. Like just that TikTok made the rounds. Her saying Unce music. I'm pretty sure a couple other DJs did a remix, but I haven't followed through on looking it up. But he actually made a track and released it. So,
shit!
I was like, that's badass. That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, that was
Hardy's funny. Offended. He's upset.
No, it's all good. I like Disco Sucks. That was a good sample. Nobody listens to techno.
Nobody listens to techno. Nobody listens to techno. And then the one I played last week, I swear I'm on a trend with this shit, because the one I played last week was Nobody Likes the Records That I Play.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This whole trend. Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
That was a fun one.
Yeah. So I was watching the live stream of Coachella last week, and on Saturday night, Tyler, the creator, was closing, and I was, and it was funny, on Instagram I had seen Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, on his Instagram like recording himself like vibing out to No Doubt, and No Doubt played before Tyler, so I'm like, oh shit, Childish is in the crowd. And then fast forward to Tyler's set, and then I sent you the video, the link. He brings him up on stage.
Or he brings him on stage.
We play a song, yeah. Running out of time. Oh, it's so good. And then hearing the crowd singing is
Bro, that stage, looks rad.
Yeah, dude. How do you explain it? It's like a...
It looks like a scene from Star Wars, one of the desert planets, but all the rocks are lit up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And there's this, and he's got this little trailer. At one time of his set, he's like eating a PB&J sandwich.
What?
Yeah. But just hearing Childish sing, man, is cool. And then right to the part where he started dancing. It just had a little time. Like at...
the trailer. Okay, yeah, I see the trailer. Though.
The trailer, yeah. Like at 150 mark.
Oh, and there's a meteor falling in the background. Like, yeah. They've got a video playing in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. And the best part is Tyler at the end explaining like how I used to hate him. Yeah, so this being my banger. He doesn't sing on the original track though, but man, he's got some chops, so it's like,
oh, look at them dancing. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that part, dude. It's just totally vibing in that part. It's so cool. Take your mask off. I need her out the picture.
Take your mask off. Stop lying for these niggas. Stop lying to yourself. And then you said somewhere at the end, he's
yeah, it's at, trying to find it. The 3 minute mark. Yes, yeah, put a 3 minute mark. Man.
Sure. You know what's sick? I used to hate that nigga.
Yeah. Watch what he says. That's quote unquote.
I don't know why. I gotta go to therapy to figure it out, but
I gotta go to therapy.
Then this nigga put this song called Earn Out. URN. It was so undeniable, nigga. I was at conflict with myself. I'm like, fuck.
Who is this? So
and now the tables have turned, and this nigga barely returned my calls.
Who's talking right now?
Tyler, the creator.
Thank you for putting out shit that exceeds expectations. Or.
Yeah, they just give them the shout outs and his props. It's very cool, yeah.
That niggas like us should make. I love you. Thank you for existing and thank you for coming out. Please give him another round of applause.
That's awesome. You remember, like, Childish came in as an actor first, right? And a comedian, you know? And he was doing, like, YouTube skits. So I think when he started rapping, no one really took him seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
So everyone probably like, this guy, what does this guy know, right? Even Tyler Heath said, he's like, this guy, you know, but he's like, man, this song's kind of good though. So there's
it's like Shaq and his DJing.
Like what?
Like Shaq and his DJing.
Yeah. Oh, does he get a bad rap?
A lot of people are like, who the fuck is this guy? Shaq doesn't know how to. He doesn't know how to DJ. Yeah. Like no, yeah. But apparently he's been DJing since high school.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. So it's like, okay, all right.
I mean, if anyone, yeah, should know. Yeah. I mean, he said himself, like, what does Kansas know about hot sauce? And then immediately apologized after he ate that wing. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, Kansas. Ooh, okay. I apologize. Right, yeah. That's because that look, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so I just thought it was cool. Like, when that song came, when Childish came out, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this is sick. And they came out, and it's funny because crew wanted to watch that set, and I tried to wake him up, and he was out. He's like, why did you wake me up, Dad? Why did you wake me up? He played this song. He played this song. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. It was like, your room was dark. It, you know, you were out. Because he didn't go until like 11:40.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, Coachella was late. And then the Coachella's like 2 weekends now, which is crazy.
It's always been 2 weekends.
It is?
Yeah.
It wasn't when I went in 1997.
Exactly. It's been 2 weekends for like...
Bro, it's always been worse.
30 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know it's been for like 10 years, at least 10 yeah. years. Has it's it been two weekends, yeah, for like 10 years.
Yeah, but I'm taking that flyer.
Well, what is like, I don't get it. Do people, what do people do during the week?
They go home.
Yeah, they go home, shower. Unlike you, Pichette, you fucking camp out.
Yes. And they have different.
So a lot of people just pick one of them.
Exactly. Just pick one of the weekends. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. They're both playing, so you catch them, you know.
Very few people go to both and just hang out in Palm Springs and, yeah, and just chill.
Unless you're the VIP, unless you're wealthy.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So, but I don't remember, you know, who would get you to go? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know when Harley went. I think it was Chemical Brothers was going.
Chemical Brothers and Underworld.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
You wow. Sold, two artists.
Well, there were several other artists that I knew that were there, but they were like small DJs, like LA DJs.
Yeah.
And but yeah, that's why I went.
Yeah.
Those two.
I would not want to go out to Coachella. I would have to have like five, at least six DJs for me to go to Coachella. Like, it just seems like not worth it.
Well, Underworld and Chemical Brothers, A, they're not DJs. They were electronic artists that performed, right? They had big... I mean, nowadays, obviously, every DJ has huge lights and fire and spectacle. But back in the late 90s, it was totally different. Like, just having some visuals was a big deal. And it was the first year. Coachella wasn't shit. It was an electronic festival. It was like, it was totally different than what it is now.
Yeah. Portis said they're lined up. I fucking went. I was like, there's no question. I was like, I'll just see them. I don't even give a fuck who else is playing.
Really?
So, everybody else that was there, I took them all in because I recognized a bunch of other bands too. So,
a big one was when Daft Punk performed in 2003.
I wish I would have went to that one.
That was a big one. Yeah. That was like that was a big transition for Coachella, where Coachella was like, oh no, this is full blown mainstream now.
Gotcha. So it's more like the performances is why you go. To see something that they'll never perform to that level anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, like, no doubt, just they haven't been together in like 9 years and they played this weekend, right?
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
Well, now Coachella, I would argue Coachella has turned into it's more of just a celebrity appearance thing. You just, a celebrity show. It's like that performer the chick that couldn't fucking DJ.
Grimes. Apparently her set this week was much better.
Yeah. I never even heard. I was like, I knew this name. Cool. I knew this name, and I brought it up to Chris. Or she actually asked me. She goes, "Hey, did you hear about this Grimes at the Coachella thing?" And I was like, "Yeah, Tony brought it up. Who is she?" And
she, dude, she like, used to be like married with Elon Musk.
She has multiple children with Elon.
Multiple children with him.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't know who she is.
I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit. She's a celebrity. That's all she is. That's all these people are.
Well, she was an artist before she became a celebrity.
Right. She's everybody that's a wannabe. That's Paris Hilton was a fucking artist, right? She's written
She
books.
Had a banger. She, she had a number one song.
She was a DJ for some period.
She had a number one song. Interesting. Don't be hating.
Yeah, because Grimes was always a musician. I don't know if she was anything else before she was a musician. Like, Paris Hilton was a model, and then she became a musician, quote unquote.
Yeah, she was a childhood model.
She was a socialite more than anything.
Right, exactly. It's a celebrity. You're famous for who you're born to. That's it.
But they tried DJing and she did pretty well, no?
I didn't follow her. I remember seeing something a long time ago back when she was DJing, and it was like they were analyzing showing she wasn't actually DJing.
Okay,
people were paying her to go, and then she would just like play a mix.
Right.
It's easy to do. Right. I mean, I could do it. You could do it in a millisecond. You just hit.
So it's
play.
Not. So it's not hard being a DJ. Is what you're saying
about this on the podcast? No,
so it's not hard being a DJ.
Especially
what you're
in
saying?
The last 20 years. No, not anymore.
Okay.
Well, it's a piece of cake.
Why aren't you out there headlining Coachella then?
Because I'm not a celebrity.
There it is. Not yet, anyways.
I know. I never will be a celebrity.
You have a number one fan that calls in every week for you, dude.
I know. I guess a I'm a celebrity.
They're changing their name to include your name in it.
Exactly.
Like, that takes a lot. That takes.
Seriously. Yeah. I don't. Do you see anyone calling in with MCP's name or my name? No.
Nope.
To be flattered.
Yep. I am.
You are, huh? See?
Hey, famous. Look. Trump's famous for being an asshole.
See, you could too.
A rapist and a sexist and a racist and a rapist and a All the bad things?
All the bad things.
That's Harley. So Harley does have a bangers. What are you saying then?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. Yeah, you're really old. You don't listen to new shit at all, do you?
No, I'm not. I'm not familiar.
Oh, man. Every day, I'm just on new releases. What's new? What's new? What's new? Every day.
Harley's talking about a Drake song from like 10 years ago. He's like, y'all heard this guy named Drake?
So that song was fun. What was that song called again?
No, we're not.
I haven't heard it forever.
We're not going down that road.
He's beefing with a lot of rappers right now. You don't want to bring him up. Yeah.
Was it Drake?
Yeah. And then Mazzy played it for you.
Dude, that song was so much fun.
Yeah. You don't even remember it.
No, of course not. Just like I was really enjoying the Weeknd stuff.
Yeah.
Like his first two or three songs, I was like, this is really cool music. And then I just heard it too much. It just was like repetitive. It was like I would walk by the girls' bedrooms and I'd hear it like three or four times a day. Yeah. And I was like, really? What the fuck?
Well, you'd rather have that or Taylor Swift.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Like Chris sings. Chris is a Swiftie and she sings Taylor Swift every day.
Oh, see? So you do know some new music then.
I don't know the music. I mean, if Chris
you hearing it, yeah, you're
I'll recognize it.
Exactly. See? So that makes you a Swiftie by association.
Right. And look, fabulous entertainer, obviously, you know.
Listen to him. Defending Taylor Swift.
Obviously, there's
he's a little bitch.
Man the fuck up. That enjoy her.
Fuck up. Listen to you. You're a Swiftie. I'll call you a Swiftie all night now.
I don't give a shit. Call me whatever you want.
How about the homework? What's about the homework?
I gotta look up Drake's greatest hits.
Oh gosh, we're moving on already. We're going to the homework.
Got too many of these fucking songs. Too many songs.
That's the song.
Is this your homework? Is this your homework? Is this your homework? Is this yours, Larry? Is this your homework? Is this your homework? We know that this is your homework. We know that this is your homework.
All right, since they're both homeworks, who's going first? You guys gonna rock paper scissors or what?
Well, let's see. On the website. Left to right.
The wheel.
It's MCP, then Harley. So it's Book of Clarence, then.
Oh, Tony put his name first.
No, that's the way it happened. That's
sure
happened.
It did. Yeah.
As
a programmer.
Honestly, what I should look at is how did it come out on SoundCloud? If we look at SoundCloud.
I'm looking through his greatest hits and I don't recognize any of these names.
Exactly.
Book of Clarence, Onan Mahoney. So Book of Clarence. I think that's first. You know what? Let's just. I could play a call. See what they say.
I like
see
it.
What they think.
Oh yeah, good. Right? Yeah, that's
start
right.
The call. All right, let's.
That's fine.
Let's see.
Bad boys. This is not Harley Suss anymore, but this is Harley Suss Dick for a living.
Oh my god.
Oh, he got a more full name. This is the full name.
Just added more syllables.
He got a full name, middle name, and last name.
Bad boys. This is not Harley Suss.
You really
going
to play it again?
Hell yeah.
But this is Harley Suss Dick for a living.
For a living.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, for a living.
So you get paid. Yo.
It's like Harley the Third. He's like, it's for the living.
Okay. A wonderful night. I hope you guys are having a good one.
Oh, we sure are.
Guesses. Or actually, you know what? I have to give actually props to Tony.
Oh.
Tony, right. I have to agree on you with the chocolate powder on the Nesquik on the cereal.
Hell yeah.
To us, that was called poor man's cereal due to the fact that, you know, when
poor
you
man.
Get the...
That's like extra money you have to spend for the Quick.
Right.
The cereal from all these places that would give out cereal, like Salvation Army.
Oh, you get cheap cereal, then you put Nesquik on it to make it taste better.
There you
I get
go.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
All these other places, churches, they would give us the cereal without any sugar. It was always like cornflakes, Rice Krispies, you know, all those dry cereals.
Yeah.
So my mom would say, just put chocolate milk.
Yeah. Somebody shut this guy's fucking radio off. I don't want to hear him anymore.
I mean, it'll taste better. Fuck. And that's the way I grew up. We all
Tony, he interrupts. Like can that. You play it again from the beginning?
But I'm pretty sure you did that way, because you're an ensemble kid. You're probably a little bit rich. But anyway, I still give you a pop for it. What's it called? So here are my picks.
Thank you.
Books of Clarence.
Oh,
there we go.
Book
of Clarence.
Clarence.
All right.
There
we're starting
is.
With Book
All
of
right.
Clarence.
Starting with that.
All right. Yeah. So I assigned it. It's my homework. Struggling to find a better life, Clarence is captivated by the power of the rising Messiah and soon risks everything to carve a path to a divine existence. there's something about this in the trailer that I was like, yeah, I kind of want to watch it. It's taking place back then, it's Jesus times, and but it's got this like modern feel to it.
I think it's called Biblical times.
Jesus times. Yeah, like you know Jesus what I meant. No, because Biblical times is a big time, that's a big range, man. That's a wide range of time.
Is it? No, yeah.
This is literally Jesus time when he was alive. So
yeah,
I think I'm pretty accurate in what I said.
I had to Google how many apostles there were because I didn't know. And so he's like, "I'm the 13th apostle," and I was like, "Well, how many are there? I don't know the stories in the Bible."
So what do you think? He just jumped a few? Like, there's only 9 apostles, but I want to be the 13th.
Well, no, I
what the fuck? No,
I thought maybe in the Bible there were 13 apostles, and then we just like history, like
okay,
clearly like taking a modern spin on biblical times.
Gotcha. You were curious if this was the story of the 13th apostle versus they're changing what, you know, they're saying this is what actually happened.
Right.
Gotcha.
I had no idea.
Me neither, to be honest.
I was like quickly Wikipedia obviously. While I was watching a movie. Yeah, I was curious.
Yeah, because there was definitely time to Wikipedia things while watching this movie. But, oh, right. Man.
Yeah, unfortunately, once you get about halfway through
it. Halfway, it's like, whoa, you hit a lull, massive lull in the storytelling. It was it was interesting right up for the first 15-ish minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
20 minutes,
I'm
like,
all right, what the fuck? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sold. This is fun. I think Lakeith Stanfield's a really talented actor, and he's obviously in this role. It's kind of spoiler territory, but I think it's okay. He's got a twin brother,
right?
And his twin brother is, I think, the 12th apostle. Is the apostle
is one of the apostles? Right. He's in. I don't know if he was a 12th.
And so he goes back and forth with his twin brother, and it's really really good work. There's a lot to like in this movie. The cinematography, the special effects, sets, the look, everybody's costumes, like top notch.
Yes. Yeah.
When it came to presentation, you have a lot of talented actors. And then it's this cool, like it's kind of, they're smoking weed. He's a drug dealer. Like,
right.
You know, like there's this, it's a very kind of weird modern story reimagining of Jesus and biblical times, and then it hits a lull.
For most people it's gonna be really hard to get through that lull, but when it gets to the end, it picked back up for me, especially when like I don't know how much we're gonna spoil out of this. Let's see, what did it rate? 5.6. So it sounds like we can spoil this. But when the different versions of Jesus showed up, and he's right. He basically, have you ever seen the smiling Jesus that's like throwing like finger guns or like a thumbs up?
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
I was like, that's this was the fucking the Jesus.
Isn't that Buddy Christ from Dogma?
Yeah, the Buddy Christ, that one. Yeah, I was like, this is it. It's right. They're explaining why it happened. Like this is right here. So I thought that was kind of funny. It's hard to justify getting through that middle portion because it did lull a lot. What about your take, Fonzo?
Well, you guys keep saying lull.
Lull.
As fuck.
Exactly.
Boring as fuck. From the after the chariot horse race scene, it was done. I was done. I checked out immediately.
Oh, really? You didn't?
I'm playing Clash. I was bored.
You didn't perk up at the fight scene with the with Barabbas?
No, I was done. This movie insulted my intelligence. Yeah, I would never watch this again. I would never recommend this to anybody. Yeah, I would walk in the video store and I'd see that. I'm like, I'm not seeing that. That doesn't interest me at all.
Well, it's an interesting. It's kind of one of those things. I could see how some people would be offended, especially in today's day and age, because they are reinterpreting. I don't know if this would be considered New Testament or old. This would probably be New Testament, right? The fact that everybody's kind of like California black from Los Angeles kind of thing would offend some hillbillies out there.
Right.
So I'm sure there's probably some people that saw it and saw a trailer or even went so far as to watch it and they were quickly offended.
Sure.
Certainly not a fucking care in the world for me. It's original, right?
Yeah.
It's a very original, unique There's certainly some comedy. James McAvoy's in it. He plays a comedic character, essentially. Benedict Cumberbatch is also a little little cameo. Yeah,
he's having fun. He's having fun with it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I thought that, and the chemistry between Clarence and Elijah, I thought was very good.
The brothers.
As they introduce character, are they brothers?
They're brothers in the
right. They're not brothers. They're brothers from another mother. They're not biological brothers.
Oh well, he said my brother, but maybe he meant it as my brother, not my.
He said my brother. He said something at the very beginning, like there were not biological brothers. Anyways, as they introduce characters, I was all on board. Right, they introduce Barabbas. Right, that was cool. They introduce all these like other characters, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. The thing where he's a non-believer, right? I started to struggle with what was his motive, what was his motivation, and so by the end, when he essentially becomes Jesus,
but
he gets crucified, right? It's like the same shit that happens to Jesus happens to him now.
Right.
I started to kind of tune out because I was like, there's just too much. It's too random. Like, what's their motivation for the movie? What are they trying to convince me, kind of thing? Are they reminding us that Jesus, they obviously reference it, right? When Benedict Cumberbatch becomes the Jesus that every, you know, European Christian church has. It's a picture of this white guy with long, you know, dirty blonde hair kind of thing. When obviously, the truth be told, this Jesus would have looked something like Osama bin Laden, right? So there's some, and I like this. I like this, quote, social commentary, right? Bringing some awareness to what people would have looked like back then. Obviously, they're acting. That's a whole different ball of wax. And I think, unfortunately, there's some poor performances from some of the actors that hurts the movie. Like, it's kind of like the dialogue is a little weird. The screenplay is a little awkward in some places. And so people are just trying to, you know, this is one of those things where I talk about, like, a mediocre director can make good actors look bad by just not, you know, not getting good takes, as opposed to somebody like Fincher will get a mediocre or a good actor and they'll make, he'll have him do 50 takes because he'll get the right one, kind of thing. And so it looked like this one, people were pretty much having fun while making the movie, kind of thing. And so some of that, a lot of that kind of came through. And like I said, that just the look of the movie was outstanding, I thought. But yeah, it could be a struggle for a lot of people. I could.
Yeah.
They compared a lot to The Life of Brian. You guys remember that? The Monty Python?
I never actually saw it.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Except that one they were saying was funny. And this one was boring.
This one, well, another one, this is, it struggles a little bit where it's really a drama, but then it throws in some comedy. It's a drama first, comedy second or third.
According to IMDb, it's adventure first, comedy second, drama third.
Right, so
that's like the first, second, third act.
I would have said drama, adventure, comedy.
Right, which kind of means that it's not what they intended, but that's the way.
Right,
it came off.
Fair, and I tend to agree with that. So you know, it's certainly in. It has all the pieces to make a really enjoyable movie, and it needed to do some fine tuning. So ultimately, for me, that ends up being a low dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'm right there with you, because it felt like they had, to me, it felt like they had an idea for this retelling, and they had an idea of how to start it, but they lost it in the middle.
Right. Yeah. They lose the plot a little.
Exactly. Literally the plot. They lost it a little bit. The whole Jedediah the Terrible. That whole plot device. And like, he's in love with his sister Varinia. Mm-hmm. Like, it was all muddled and messy. Like, it wasn't really making a lot of sense what was going on. And like chucking the spears at Barabbas, and then he's like, no, you can't have him. And then like, okay, yeah, never mind. Go ahead, take him. And like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this. It was weird. It was like that whole plot point was kind of weird to me. I like the retelling. There's this one critique I saw somewhere about like if Jesus died for our sins, he resurrected 3 days later. That wasn't much of a sacrifice. Like he didn't do like that wasn't much of a sacrifice, right? And then this one, it's like he didn't. He resurrected the other guy. Like it's like he didn't die for our sins. Some other guy died for our sins. It's like so. It's like that whole retelling is kind of funny. To me, it was entertaining, but it almost went into a waste of time. But I agree, it's a low dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Who's this for? Like, who's the audience for this?
That's a really good question.
Because yeah. I'm like, who'd you recommend? Like, who's gonna watch this? You know, like it wasn't recommended. I would have never watched.
I would.
Like
say
all my friend group, I can never tell. Oh, you guys should watch this. Like, I don't. You know, it's not in their directory. Like,
I would say the watching this? Demographic they're shooting for would be a black Christian, a black Protestant Christian, which I am not. Either.
Right, right. We're not anywhere close to that. I think we like talking about this kind of stuff, especially the, you know, knowledge over belief theme that they had at the beginning. And then the end of it was just entertainment. It made no sense. Why the fuck would God make this guy walk on water just to sacrifice him, like crucifying? Like it doesn't make sense. No, to me, even though for him, his there was one line where he's like, "Well, so you believe in God now?" He's like, "No, I don't believe. I know, because he's like, I walked on water. Like, what the fuck was that? How do you explain that?"
Right.
But that was just the movie, right? And that part is that's the entertaining part of the movie. And I get entertained by that kind of stuff, especially with
I give
biblical.
A lot of points for originality.
Yeah.
And this one has it for sure. There's a lot of potential. And like I said, just the sheer look, the adventure part of the movie is a lot of fun.
There you go.
It's a very niche audience for sure.
It does seem like it's very niche. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. But for me, for the Bad Boys, it's going to be a waste of time.
All right.
That would be a waste of time.
Ooh, does that mean we get to hear Harley Sweck's voicemail again?
Oh, great.
From the beginning.
This is Savage Scott, and it's time to play everyone's favorite guessing game. Who the fuck is Reggie?
Visit badboyspodcast.com to submit your guesses, or email your picks to us at badboyspodcast@gmail.com. For an extra point, you can call in and leave your guesses on our voicemail at 442-444-0742.
Good luck, everyone.
Okay, so you want some points?
Give me some points.
So Art is in the lead with 40. Reed is hot on his tail with 37. Harley Sucks has 26.5. And Lindsay has 21.
All right. And it's Harley Sucks Dick for a Living. You have to say the full
name. Say his full name.
You have to say his full name.
Show him some respect.
Show some respect.
Put some respect on his name, on his full name.
If my name is in his name, he can go fuck himself.
Wow.
I'd say you guys all give it a dollar, NCP a dollar, Harley Sucks a dollar, Fonzo a dollar. I think Fonzo might find this a little bit funny, and NCP, I don't know what the fuck he likes. I'm thinking this is what he likes. Harley, he's not trying to be racist, so he'll take this movie and give it a dollar. For only a month.
All right,
2 points. So that's 28.5.
All right, next up.
Hey, Bad Boys, Reed here.
Real gentleman. A real fucking gentleman here.
I'm fine. Good. Let's get that over with. The Book of Clarence. I don't think it's anything like the Book of Eli, which is a good film.
Great.
I think because it's a comedy with historical context, and it features black people, Harley will give it a pile of shit.
What a gentleman. I love this
what
guy.
A gentleman.
Harley, you all right?
Did you hear him over hyperventilating over there?
I was drinking some water while he was, so I almost spit it out. And yeah,
fantastic.
Good times.
I think MCP will give it a waste of time. And I suspect that
Oh, no.
Bonzo will give it a waste of time also.
Oh, phew.
Oh, got 1 point.
Dang.
Yeah.
Almost at the pain train there.
Almost.
I can see Art getting pain train. Although Art's pretty sharp. He might nail it.
This motherfucker just counter-argued himself in like a second. That was remarkable.
That's Harley in a nutshell.
How the fuck does your brain work that way, dude?
Well, you know.
I could see Art getting pain train, but he's pretty good about it. He could get all the points. Like, what? How does your brain do that?
That is the most sophisticated way of saying nothing.
Nothing, right. That is a whole lot of words.
His book. That is the title of his book.
A memoir.
That is a whole lot of fucking nothing.
That or his second title, Harley Sucks Dick for a Living, would be another good title, too.
All right.
Oh,
next.
Man.
You got his point?
Thank you.
Boys, your homeboy Art. I'm in the market trying to make this call, trying to get some food. Last week, not so hot for your boy. But now, here we go. Let's see. The first one was picked. What was this? It's the Bucks of Clarence. Don't know Jack stuff. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, my man MCP picked it. The guy that does not have his shit together, according to Mr. Sucks. That's his Mr. words, Sucks. Not mine.
So is it,
I appreciate you, Mark, for not including my name in that. So,
but is the full name Mr. Sucks Dick for a Living?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to,
or is sucks,
have to clarify that next week.
Yes, please clarify for us.
Because if you want a nickname, you want to shorten it, you can,
right.
You know, we can
is
do that
it,
too.
Sucks Dick right. is the middle name, and For a Living is the last name? So here, Mr. For a Living? Like, please explain, please.
I'm going to say Book of Clarence. I'm going to say Harley gave us a dollar. I'm going to say my man Fonzo, I haven't seen shit about this movie, so I don't know. I'm going in blind. But he gave a dollar, and MCP, he gave a dollar.
There you go.
Played it safe.
Yeah.
Straight D.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't see the trailer. He didn't know. He got points, though.
Yeah. No, he got two.
Yeah.
So, no complaining there.
And you can count. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. And last up, we've got Lindsay submitted points through the website. So let's see, for Harley, she guessed a waste, so that's not a point. For me, she guessed a dollar, she got the point for me. And then for Fonzo, she guessed a waste.
Hey!
Oh, there you go, 2 points, nice. Damn.
Way to go, girl. Ooh, yeah. 23 points.
She also has a name change too, right, Tony? What does she want to be called now? You remember?
No. I don't remember.
Come on, Tony. That was a layup, man. You should have dunked it.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm running. I'm 3 hours of sleep. So.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
I'll tell you about
here
it.
Here we go. Here we go. That's all the calls?
That's it. That's all we got.
All right. Nice.
Next up is another.
Two homeworks.
Is this your homework? Is this your homework? Is this your homework? Is this yours, Larry? Is this your homework? Is this your homework? We know that this is your homework. We know that this is your homework.
Oh, this was me.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
I'm
wow.
Okay. What are
you doing?
So this is
pay attention.
I'm looking at other movies in case I get picked for homework or extra credit.
So you're preparing on the podcast while we're recording.
Yes.
Instead of beforehand.
That is correct. All right, so I picked Owning Mahoney because I realized there's a fuck ton of Philip Seymour Hoffman movies I haven't seen. And this one, I was like, oh shit, this is quite the cast, right? So I picked, and so here, the synopsis. A bank manager, it's based on a true story. Another, based on a true story. A bank manager with A, gambling problem, and B, access to a multi-million dollar account. Gets into a messy situation based on the story of the largest one-man bank fraud in Canadian. So I think it's a period film in the late 70s, early 80s when this happened. And Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Dan Mahoney, who you quickly realize has a major gambling addiction. It's up there with the most addicted gamblers in movies like we've seen. We've seen a lot of the... A lot of what we see in this movie we've seen done before, right? We've seen them in, Rounders. We've seen several, the kind of, a lot of times it's a poker, right? And then this one, it's basically any game he can play, right? First, it's the horses, and then it's football games, and then it's just pick all the AFC games champion. Like it literally, it's just a scratchy SD. And he quickly realizes, oh, I can basically steal money from the books at this bank and nobody's going to find out because now the bookie's after me. But then of course he starts gambling so much money that the casino manager, played by John Hurt, he's still alive. He recognizes, and so I think John Hurt died back in 2007. So RIP John Hurt. And so he plays the casino manager, and he sees Philip Seymour Hoffman's character is just a whale because he's a terrible gambler. He's a terrible card player. He obviously runs into a little luck, just like every movie, right? But for the most part, he's just a terrible, terrible gambler. Loses all his money. And then Minnie Driver is the love interest who quickly realizes, oh, my boyfriend is a fucking gambling junkie, but she's got lots of empathy for him, I guess. So it ends up kind of being a pretty straightforward movie. You know, at this point, it's 20 years old. It was you know, kind of like a straight to DVD. I like the cop that was like Brad Pitt from Seven,
right.
Just like him. Mm-hmm. Ian Tracy playing Detective Ben Locke. And so it ends up being kind of just a performance vehicle for Hoffman. And I thought he did well in it. It's a pretty straightforward role for him. It's nothing crazy, right?
By performance, do you mean communicating his stress level by breathing?
Right.
That's all you hear through the whole movie,
right,
is his breathing. And he breathes so heavier bad. And heavier, oh. The more in debt he is. Yeah. Like, you could tell how...
Mic right under his chin, like Jesus.
Right?
Christ.
It just...
I thought a part of what was so annoying about his character in Boogie Nights was the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
That's just one of his acting techniques is to breathe.
It's like, homie, get the fucking asthma machine or something or whatever. Fuck.
So, it wasn't bad. I mean, like I said, it's
wow.
It's not for everybody kind of thing. But we've seen this done before and a whole lot worse. I would say we've seen...
That's a great review.
What's... I'm trying to pull up. Fonzo, what did you think?
I don't like it. I like his performance, but like Tony said, not in any case he's breathing. That's all I can think about now.
Right, it's so funny. Like,
it's so funny. Because he's that nervous wreck, right? Where he's like, uh-huh. He's got all his chips, right? And he's trying to... And he's got the pit boss there watching him. And he's playing the cards. And you're just like, you just know, right? It's just this money's going to go away. But now that you say that, Tony, it's so funny. I can't, I can't, like, not picture him as that creepy dude that was, like, hitting on Mark Wahlberg in Boogie Nights. I know he's, like, a connector and all this stuff, but, like, I watch that movie all the time, and that's the role he always reminds me of. Oh, man. But, yeah, when he's shooting the basketball in that Ben Stiller movie. What was it? What was that one called? Along Came Polly or something. He's missing all the shots.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, like I said, yeah, this thing's like streaming on Tubi for free. Like, you know, this one, mm-hmm. It was under the radar, man. Like, how did this, like, you know,
yeah.
You got this super big actor. Like, you would think, you know, it'd have, I've never even heard of this. Like, you know, normally you have a good actor, you kind of know all their filmography. There's just some that I guess they don't, you know.
He's got a bunch of stuff in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
He was banging them out.
Yeah. I mean, when they take a podium and they start getting, you know, Oscar noms right. And stuff, it's like, okay, you know, this one just was just a paycheck or what. But I had gotten up super early in the morning and I was like, fuck, man, I can't go back to sleep. I'm like, all right, let me just watch the homework this morning, you know. That shit put me straight back to sleep. So yeah. I appreciate it for that. Oh, I got up at 4 for some reason. I was like, what am I doing?
Yikes.
Like, oh, my sleeping patterns been jacked up. Yeah. I got it super early for Saturday. No spoiler alert. I'll explain later, but the weekends. But yeah, wanted to like it. Like you said, Harley, the concept, you know, it sounded interesting enough, right? But like you said, you've seen all the ones before. It's hard not to compare, especially ones you've seen all the time.
Yeah, I'm looking at a bunch of them, or I'm looking at kind of the best ones. And Rounders is really the best one, I would say. So it's not like military action flicks, right? So it's not, it doesn't right. have, you know, there's a top 10, but it's by the time you get to 7, 8, 9, they're just kind of mediocre movies at best kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right,
so,
right.
It's not a bad, like, if you're at all, and like I said, it is based on a true story, which is fucking fascinating.
Because I'm gonna come up with a new
right. That's what's crazy.
If I'm an old person, I'm at a retirement home, and they're playing this, will I sit there and watch it?
Right.
Or will I go back to my room?
Right.
Fuck.
What? So, no. And I'm getting older. And I'm like, shit like this is more interesting to me. So it too. I was thinking when I was finished with the movie, I was like, wow, this is two movies that are a borderline waste of time, but I'm going to give them a low dollar.
Oh my God. This guy's rating. And you hate The Beekeeper, for fuck's sake.
Oh, that was a piece of shit movie.
Oh my God.
That was as annoying as fuck.
So. Oh my God.
But owning Mahoney gets a low dollar.
Wow. I'd buy that for a dollar.
It wasn't bad. It's just a little slow. And nowadays people are waiting for John Wick to kick through the glass.
Not only was it slow, it was just full of anxiety. Like,
right.
The whole movie is just anxiety. And if you have any kind of empathy in you and you empathize with a character, this movie fucking sucks to watch.
Right.
I hated it. I hated watching it. I'm like, oh, this guy's like, oh God, no, like, oh no, no. He's like, okay, so he gets in more debt and more debt and more debt and more debt.
What redeeming qualities does he have? Right.
I'm like, fuck, he keeps making bad decisions, and then he's like, okay, now he loses money over here, and he's like, oh well, I guess I'll just take money from the bank over here because the bank trusts me. So he uses his position at the bank to take more money. I'm like, just okay, come on. And then he loses more money. It's like, oh fucking A. I was like, the entire time I'm just anxious. Like, and I'm like,
you're not even a lovable loser, right?
It's like, right. Yeah, and I'm like,
and it, and it, fuck up. You just keep.
And it got to the point where, like, he's stealing millions of dollars from the bank, and it got to, and I got to, like, the movie can't end with him not getting in trouble, because that's fucking that night. Now
he's trying to protect all these banks' money, and this motherfucker's just stealing left and right. Tony ain't having it.
No, but it's like it's still fraud. And I'm like, he shouldn't be rewarded for his behavior, but I don't want, I want to let go of this anxiety. I want him to be okay, but it's like, he doesn't deserve to be okay. And so I was like, I don't like where the movie's gone. And then the way he's treating his wife and everything, it's like the whole thing. I'm just like, ugh.
One of the characters says at the beginning of the movie, really early on, he gambles he needs to win just so he can lose it.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's not about, you know, it's not about one big take, right? I need to just one big, and then I can walk.
Well, and the thing is, at the beginning, he just, like, when we start the movie, he needs to pay off a debt. And so the entire movie, he's just trying to pay off that debt, but he keeps getting in more and more debt to pay off that debt.
To pay off the debt.
So 90% of the movie is that.
But even when he has the money.
No, he never, it was only one scene at the end. He was at the craps table and he was up $9 million. And his boy was hey man, you got to stop. But he's like, he's too deep into the addiction that he couldn't rationalize.
Right.
But he only spent like 2 minutes with $9 million.
Oh yeah. Right? I mean, it was like
and then it just went away. And it's like, fuck, man. Like,
well, I liked how at the beginning of the movie too, they were like, the bell rings, and he's like, "What's the matter?" And he's like, "Sorry, sir, we have to.
We're closed.
It's 6 a.m." Yeah. And he's like, "Oh fuck!" Like, he just plays non fucking stop. Like, it's like a 13-year-old playing Call of Duty. Like,
and what's crazy is like
incessantly.
And I think that's where the movie did a good job, is that you can't really tell that he's addicted, because the entire time he's just trying to pay off debt. It's not like
he's enjoying it, right?
For the first 90% of the movie, he's just trying to pay off a debt, and he's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper in debt, right?
It's reminded me of Raya, Uncut Gems, right?
Oh yeah.
He just kept
getting worse and worse, and that makes my anxiety go up.
Yeah.
And I'm having a hard time watching it, because I'm like, just fucking pay the fucking debt and move on. What are you doing? Don't make that bet. You know it's a stupid bet. You have the money to pay it off, and you won't. And it's aggravating. It's tough, you know.
Yeah, but this one, like, he never had the money. It was only until the end where he had the money, where you're finally like, okay, come on, just stop. And then he doesn't stop, and it's like, oh fuck. The whole movie, like, I'm just feeling the anxiety, and that's where I'm like, I didn't enjoy the movie. Like, it was so hard to enjoy. And then the last, you know, little 5 minutes at the end where it's wrapped up, like, you know, what happened, you know, the in real life. And I'm like, yeah, he deserved it. But it didn't feel like it. I got a good ending. I'm like,
right.
But I guess that's reality. Like, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, right. It's not always happy endings, right?
I guess the happy ending is that he got therapy and
I got the feeling that they kind of let him off pretty, like he had minimal, like he wasn't.
Well, the movie, it seems like, I don't know if this happened in real life. I didn't look it up on the wiki, but the movie had his bail posted by that one rich couple that was like they were so pissed off at the bank taking their money. They're like, yeah, right. Fuck the bank. I'm going to go post his bail. Like, yeah. That's so fucking lucky. Right. But was that real or is that just a movie writing it off? Right. And I was like, that's weird. And so
yeah, that's weird.
And then it kind of ended. And then they had a bunch of words on the screen trying to explain what happened in real life. And I'm just like, I don't really care. It was hard. It was hard to care.
He hasn't placed a bet since his arrest, it said at the end, too, though.
So, this is the truth.
For a number of years, the bank received part of every dollar Mahoney earned.
Right.
Right.
They settled out of court. The casino settled out of court.
Mahoney.
The casino was shut down for 24 hours for regulatory violation.
Right.
You're right, right. So, the real story is Brian Maloney, but that's what the movie's based on. A federal lawsuit Maloney pleaded guilty to embezzlement in November 1983 and served 2.5 years in prison, although some sources claim that he served 6 years. On release, he agreed to a program of restitution and community service, which includes public speaking about the compulsion of gambling. Maloney is now married with children and works as a business consultant. Federal lawsuit filed by CIBC, something in Canada, 1982, contended that Caesars officials induced Maloney to gamble even though they knew or should have known that the money could not possibly have been his.
Oh, CIB, yeah, the movie showed right. That, right? They were like,
yeah, hey. They don't give a fuck where it's coming from. They think it's
drunk. They're like, hey, can we get in trouble? They're like, we can't get in trouble where we don't know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So just, yeah, plead ignorance.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, interesting stuff. You were running into it a little bit now with online gambling.
Oh,
there are apps that you can online gamble on anything, and I mean like, because you're just gambling against,
like, what color tie is this news reporter wearing on the Saturday morning right. weather report, like, yeah,
and so it really appeals to, you know, young impressionable kids who don't have anything better to do, and maybe they got a hold of mommy and daddy's credit card, and yeah, predatory gambling. Anyways, it gets a dollar, especially after we talked about it.
Yeah, I was on the fence. I think the fact that we talked about it, it gets a low dollar, but I'll never watch it again. I know it's hard. It's hard because it does. I think
that's such a Harley answer.
Because I think it's what it was intended, right? The filmmakers wanted you to feel anxiety. That was the point.
Come on, of course. Go back to those feelings you had when you were watching.
It's like when we watch a good horror movie that makes you feel horror, I'm like, I have to give it a credit for that. Like, a good horror movie wants me to feel horror. And if I feel horror, then it did its job. And was I entertained? Not really, but talking about it, I was entertained. So, okay, fine. I'll give it something.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Y'all are too nice. Y'all are too nice.
You give it a waste?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a waste of time.
Fun.
It was a repeat from the Book of Clarence.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see how they do.
Pony. This is a Harley movie. I'm guessing Harley a dollar, Fonzo a dollar, and MCB doesn't really like no fucking movie. I don't know why you have him on the podcast, so I say waste of time.
I mean, I agree with you. my feelings exactly, but guess what? I gave it a dollar. I ended up liking this movie. It's funny how people think I hate movies, but I probably give a lot more dollars than I give waste of times.
Certainly, I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
If you would give me 100 points, I would say ILOVE Harley. But since you're not going to give me 100 points, and I would even change my name for the whole year, but if you don't want me to do it, do nothing like that, Harley, I'll just take it out, see if I can win like this. See you later, boys.
Bye, boys. Nice guy. There you go. Nice. You see that?
I like how you're trying to negotiate over here.
I know. Harley's going to love that.
No points.
Dang. Wait, did he get no points? Wait, did he get no points?
No, he got 1 point.
Okay, I thought so. All right, which one did he get?
Just be me.
He gave me $1.
He did $1. Okay. Okay, that matches up with what he put on. Because he's been submitting his guesses on the website and on the calls, so that's great.
Oh, cool.
As long as they match up, that's all that matters. All right, next caller.
I imagine. Ed Ony Mahoney. I didn't even know this film existed, so...
Right.
There we go. But I suspect it's a film that Harley will look at and go, yeah, that's my favorite thing ever. So he'll give it a high dollar. Tony will give it $1. And Fonzo will give it $1. Yeah. I suspect the first movie this week might give Mr. Sucks some extra Harley baggage. But there we are. Bad Boys for Life.
Harley baggage? I'm confused.
What is he implying, Harley? What is he saying?
Sure.
You don't know? What could he possibly mean by that, Harley? What is he implying?
Harley baggage?
How dare you, Reed? How dare you? Harley would say nothing but nice things about you on the podcast. You're going to call him a racist? That's messed up.
Harley baggage. Oh, is that his RV?
Huh?
I don't know. What, your baggage? What's he talking about?
Bad Boys for Life. The first movie.
This week might
give Mr. Sucks some extra Harley baggage.
Harley baggage.
Yeah. Bad Boys for Life.
That must be a Kiwi thing.
Maybe it's a Kiwi
thing. I think he's saying ammo.
Ammo, right? Right?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a movie full of blacks. We know how you feel about them.
Oh, Harley. I gotcha.
Jesus,
okay.
How dense are you? Damn, how high are you right now?
No, I'm sober as the judge today.
Even worse.
Every couple days, I try to take a day off. So, you know, reset my sensitivity a little bit. I think I got a little too stoned last
time. Yeah, there it is. That's why. Mm-hmm. You're celebrating, huh? It's a celebration, bitches.
It's a celebration, bitches. I didn't get his points.
Oh, shit.
And Fonzo bit $1. So Harley will look at it and go, yeah, that's my favorite thing ever. So he'll give it a high dollar.
I heard that part. I didn't hear Tony's.
Tony will give it $1.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And
so he got 2
Fonzo
points.
With $1.
There you go.
So it was a cool. Okay, 2 points for Reed.
All right. And last up.
On to extra credit, which was picked by, I forget who, but it's, what's it, Ony Mahoney or something like that. I'm going to say, I'm going to say another Donaldo. I don't know shit about this movie either. I've been very quiet, trying to get some food here. Otherwise, Boys for Life.
Later.
Wait, what did he say, Harley?
I didn't get his points either.
He said $1. He said Donaldo.
No, pay attention. He said straight D. Jesus Christ.
Later.
Boys for Life.
Fucking Mr. Sucks.
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe I can bring that same energy and intensity in the supermarket. I mean, come on.
Right.
How great would it have been him just yelling and cursing on the phone like he does normally while he's getting cereal and food? Like, dude, that would be
tremendous. I'd love for him to call and do Philippe, the Trump Philippe Petit.
Yes. and record it on the PA, the supermarket PA.
Oh, my God.
Guys, we got a sale on Apple's. And by the way, this Philly Petit, the Harley Sucks, he just goes off. It's tremendous. Awesome. All he's got to do is get an app on his phone and have that, you know.
Art, if you get into a grocery store and steal the mic and do Philippe Petit and say Bad Boys for Life, we can cancel all championships.
I got someone better. Harley Sucks, if you go to the store and grab the PA and just fart onto the phone and cross the whole store, you'll get 50 points. That'd be amazing. And record on video.
Yeah, we need proof. We need evidence. Yeah,
proof. If you can fart the theme song to Bad Boys.
Oh. That's to the ladies too. Don't discriminate.
Oh, I had spicy tacos for dinner. It's tearing me up.
Uh-oh.
It's tearing me apart.
No, it's that scene in Bad Boys. Remember the guy like...
Oh, right. Goddamn tacos going to kill me.
Yeah. That is Bad Boys. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was another Michael Bay movie. But it was Bad Boys.
Oh, maybe it's The Rock.
Damn, I don't remember that. I know it's a Michael Bay movie.
There's too many heist scenes in
the... It might be Bad Boys too. It might be the morgue.
It's Bad Boys 1.
It's first one?
Yeah.
What part?
It's when they rob they steal the heroin.
Oh, is that dude in the beginning? Oh, shit. So. All right. Cool. Is that all the calls? Or we're missing somebody? Missing Lindsay's
calls? Yeah, so we just need Lindsay's submissions on the website.
All right.
So let's see. We got Dollar for Fonzo. So that's a no. a Waste for Me.
Mm.
That's another no.
Oh, no.
Then $1 for Harley. There we go. Got a point.
Okay.
A point.
All right. No pay train.
Keep it coming.
All right. Ready for what's coming next week?
That's good. Wait, did Harley finish the points?
Tony, while you're spinning the wheel, play my banger of the week.
Oh, hell no, man. You're way past this. This motherfucker was looking for that Drake song this entire time? You got to be kidding me. Tony, don't even do it. You're way past the time. Way past the time.
That's mean, man.
Bringing up a song
That's
from like
mean.
5 years ago. Come on, man. Bullshit.
Yeah. Oh,
trash ass song, anyways. Get out of here with that. Alright, that's it. Spin that wheel. It's the remix.
Oh, no, it's me.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. All right, so I do have something.
Free sandwich month at Arby's.
Ooh.
What the fuck? You're the pop-up. It's
over here. I can't help it. It's like a little left. It's like right there.
I wasn't looking. I was just random.
He just randomly Tourette's.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bad Boys Podcast is brought to you by Arby's. Remember, it's free sandwich month today.
Shuffle. And spin that wheel.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Oh, Harley, extra credit.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, it's going to be even worse. Oh,
why do you hate me like Jesus?
All right, well, I've got one. I've got the homework. I just saw a quick little clip of this, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sign this. It's going to freak Lainey out. I don't think she's going to be able to watch this. Wow. It's on Netflix, of course. My go-tos are always on Netflix. Spaceman. It's got Adam Sandler leading...
this is a new movie.
Yeah, a new movie. Half a year into his solo mission on the edge of the solar system, an astronaut concerned with the state of his life back on Earth is helped by an ancient creature he discovers in the bowels of his ship.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's out there. Literally.
Wow. A heinous?
Oh, you know what I'm going to fucking do?
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, what's he going to do? A double feature of Sandler?
No. Double feature of Paul Dano.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
2022, when a sadistic serial killer begins murdering key political figures in Gotham.
Batman. Yep, I called it.
Forced to investigate the city's hidden corruption.
The Bat.
Wow, I'm going to watch it again, huh?
Cool.
Dude, it was a waste of time when I saw it in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you want to give another shot, huh?
I got, it's a Batman movie. I got to give it. And everybody else loved it, except for me.
Yeah.
So
you wonder what's wrong with you? Or?
Right, exactly.
Huh, interesting. I had that new show, too, with Colin Farrell's character, the Penguin, on HBO.
Oh, right. I saw that. I was not interesting.
All right. So we got, are you telling me we got two movies with man?
Oh, yeah. Spaceman and the Batman. Good call.
All right. Cool.
Alright.
Well, those are the signs.
This ain't Drake.
What?
This ain't Drake.
I played Drake already.
Drake songs.
Motherfucker, you missed the sounder segment. You can't be bringing that shit way to the end of the game. Come on now.
I mean, I played it a bit.
He played a little
bit. Of course. Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. I'm not fucking with more Drake.
You love Drake. Get off his dick already.
Just that catchy, electro disco tune.
It's only 5 years old.
Yeah. So?
You were telling us it was brand new when you told us about it.
Well, because I had just heard it, the first time. And you were like, dude, that sounds 3 years old. I was like, well, it's new to me, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Did we talk about the Joker trailer last week?
I haven't
seen. Oh, no? Tony?
No, but it's got, I did see, a couple of clips from it, and it's got, I gotta tell you, I'm not excited about what's her name being an actress. I've seen her a couple things and I'm just like, she's not an actress. She's right. They're putting her in movies because she's famous, and that, and I, oh, that loses, I, that, I, yeah.
But this movie's a musical, right?
Right.
And she can sing, right?
Right. Fair. Well, I don't know. Like,
oh, let me guess. You had never heard a Lady Gaga song before?
Well, no, I of course I've heard, but again, she's a performer in my mind.
You haven't seen the trailer though, right?
No, I have not.
I saw the trailer when Donaldo posted it, and I was meh about it.
Yeah. And see, I'm super intrigued because I don't know if it's all in his head, the musical shit.
It's very possible.
And plus, Joaquin's a fucking amazing actor, so.
I mean, Joaquin is always enjoyable to watch.
Well, yeah. Why don't you watch him be Napoleon?
Why not? Maybe I will. How about that?
Why not? Why not?
Well, you didn't like it, though, so.
Are you signing it?
I struggled a little. See?
And I value Harley's opinion, so if he struggled with it, I'm going
to That's funny. That's funny.
I'm the Joker.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I can't go down a flight of stairs anymore. Like normal, I have to do like the Joker.
Yeah, for the little dance.
Oh, it is a trip though. There's the one scene that looks like kind of like La La Land, and it's him and Lady Gaga dancing.
Oh, I thought, yeah, that's what.
And I'm kind of curious at her as Harley Quinn. I mean, you know, she can be crazy. Why not? I mean, she was terrible as that Italian whatever that one movie with Adam Driver. Oh,
God damn, that was bad.
That guy's starting to. I'm starting to think he's a terrible actor. He's in shitty ass movies.
Right.
But this one here, man, she looks pretty good, man. I would give benefit of the doubt. Like Star Was Born was a little easy for her. She's singing, you know, she's playing the singer. This one, she can, you know, maybe some acting shot. Maybe Todd Phillips, you know, see. I mean, yeah, obviously cast her for a reason. Or if not, I'll maybe, you know, it's terrible. And I'll say, okay, you know, I like you, but you know, maybe not this time. I don't know. But it's interesting though. I really enjoyed the first one though. So
yeah, and it's another one that I enjoyed. But I never rewatched.
Yeah. It's interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But look, you're going back to the Batman, so maybe we'll go back to the Joker.
Maybe.
Yeah. There's one cool scene, though, in the trailer where she, like, draws a smile like with lipstick.
That was very clever.
Right?
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Tony, you'd be proud. I didn't see anything about Abigail in the trailer. I went in straight blind. I had a good time with it.
Oh, really? And so the only thing when I got out of it,
everyone was like, oh, dude, the trailer fucking shows everything. And I'm like, thank goodness.
Wow. Wait, so what we saw at WonderCon didn't spoil things?
I totally forgot about it, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I try to forget about it.
Cool.
Oh, no, I guess you're right. I guess it did spoil it for me.
Right. It's like, kind of spoiled.
Which is weird, though. Why would they show that scene?
I don't know. You're the one who saw the movie.
That's a major's. I guess it's not a bad. I mean, you see, I don't know. Sometimes when you see a trailer, it's like it's a horror movie, you're like, okay, something's evil. I guess you can't be that, right? So unless it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie or something, right? You know?
Get it right. M. Night Shyamalan, a ding dong.
My bad. Well, speaking of his, you see his new movie?
No.
You see that trailer? Your boy Josh Hartnett is back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a movie called Trap. You didn't see the trailer for this? This shit looks crazy. No, look.
I don't watch a ton of
trailers. Check this out. A father and teen daughter attend a pop concert where they realize they're at the center of a dark and sinister event.
Ooh.
It's like they're checking out a Taylor Swift concert. Everything gets locked down. All these cops pull in and everything. But the trailer makes it seem like fucking Josh Hartnett is the motherfucker they're after. Like he's a serial killer. What? Should see the trailer, boys. So watch it.
I'm watching it right now.
First one. Submarine and a blender. Now we're saving lives. What? You guys watching the trailer?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let you guys watch it. You guys can discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lady Raven.
Sure, you do your commentary.
No, dad jokes. This is serious. Oh,
commentary. All right.
Serious. Sorry.
That was amazing.
I can mute myself so it doesn't interrupt you.
Well, no, because then so big concert. Taylor Swift. Everybody's losing their mind.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
He's like,
I forgot. The silence is gone anyway when Tony's editing, so because you're getting good.
Well, I have my muted now, so. I'm just reading the captions and just watching it.
They're putting up cameras during the event. Psst. It starts shaking people's hand. Oh, that's some bullshit right there.
Okay, so now he's going to the bathroom, leaving her by herself. And I must be catching up to what Harley's. They're setting up cameras. Okay.
Yeah, there's 80,000 people there. Of course, he's one of them. This is a terrible plot synopsis.
Oh,
can we just appreciate our boy Josh Hartnett's back.
Oh, so this whole concert is a sting?
Right.
It's a sting operation to catch this butcher character.
From Single Day, right?
Yeah. I don't even need to finish it.
Yeah. Once you get toward like the 60%, 70%, that's where it starts showing. I'm just clicking around. Okay. I'm just clicking around.
I'm, yeah. It's,
and yeah. And it definitely gives that impression.
There's a knife. An eye twitch.
Yeah. Hartnett's part of it type thing.
Yeah. Because it was her demo that was in love with Josh Hartnett back when he was... What was that? I want to watch that movie again where he was like a vampire in Alaska or some shit.
What?
What?
There was
what?
A...
What?
30 Days of Night.
That movie's badass.
After an Alaskan town is plunged into darkness for a month, it's attacked by...
Yeah, because remember? Vampires come out because there's darkness for a month.
Hold on. Back the truck up. When I said, I want to rewatch the movie where he's like a vampire in Alaska or some shit. And
but he's
like,
not a vampire,
what?
You dumbass. That's why.
He's not the vampire.
Oh, well, what the fuck? I was close enough. It was in Alaska.
Plus, I already knew what you were talking about. I wanted you to explain it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Sure. Oh, Ben Foster's in this? Yeah, maybe I need to make this thing.
This fucking...
Yeah, no, just make it fucking bad.
Yeah, it ain't October, right? You're going to piss off Art. It's not Halloween. All right. Well, there you go. That was Trap. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. I think it's different. Things are kind of...
It's different. It's different. Yeah.
I like the last single syllable movie he did. What was it called?
Old,
right. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Old. That was fun.
I just like to see Josh Hartnett's back. That was cool. Where's he
been?
You
know? I don't know.
Yeah
he did Josh, stop
Josh, back. The Hartnett's a son? Reconnaissance? Josh Hartnett's sons? Yeah, so there we go.
Oh, Renaissance of Josh Hartnett. Got it.
Like Matthew McConaughey when he had his.
Wait a second. He's been busy?
Oh, yeah.
Look at his IMDb.
Man, you ain't seen shit of it. You ain't seen any of his. What you seen that he's done? Tell me what.
All, yeah, it must be all straight to DVD.
Exactly. This is a big time coming to the theater.
What is this Wrath of Man? This one sounds...
Ain't nobody seen that.
Oh, that was a fucking Guy Ritchie movie.
There you go.
Jason Statham.
Oh, did you see his new movie? It's like a fucking Inglourious Basterds ripoff.
Yeah,
this
I saw
guy's trying to be that. Like Tarantino so bad, dude. It's right. Embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
Operation Fortune, whatever. Is that what it is? No. What's it called?
Yeah, something like that.
Inglourious Basterds movie or something.
Although I think it's got good reviews as a crazy action flick.
Oh, there you go.
Anyways.
All right. How's y'all's weekend?
I'll go first.
Because I didn't know a guy. You still got remnants of it, apparently, from last night.
Yeah. Mine, actually.
I think he's bleeding inside his chest. I got the remedy.
Didn't do anything. The weather was nice, and so just we just had to
your
do
boy, Rick James.
A ton of outdoor gardening. Got the sprinklers going. I had to prep the RV, the old RV, to sell. So we had to clean that and take all our shit out of it. I made a joke. It's kind of like moving where you take your all your shit with you, kind of thing, or your like your refrigerator and stuff. Like I had to take the solar system out of the old RV because it's got to go in the new one. So appliances, the word I was like, Jesus Christ. So So anyways, yeah, still a ton of work needs to be done on the new RV. But the old RV is ready to sell. We put it on the listing. $12,000, best offer, in case somebody's listening. No trades, please. And then today we did more yard work, dewinterized the sprinklers, got those all going, mowed the first time, fertilized, kind of try to give it a go, keeping the yard looking good this year. And then we went to our favorite campsite and kind of measured it out to see if the new RV would fit. Oh, that's take a drink if I say RV. Yeah, that's all we did. Just a bunch of fucking yard work. The weather was nice, so it was a good excuse to get outside.
Work on your tan?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm a big sunscreen guy. Yeah, so I'm pretty pale. When my father died of skin cancer, I kind of like, was like, oh, maybe I should.
That's a good call.
Right? So there's that. So, anyways.
Segue, Tony.
Right. Yeah. What did we do?
Tony's like, ugh. It's hot in here. Tony's doing that.
It's hot down here.
I'm going to open a window.
It's hot in here.
We took a walk on Saturday to Balboa Park. We just took like an hour walk and just walked through the park in the morning. So that was cool. It's the first, our first time walking from our place to the park. So that was cool.
Did it smell like weed?
No, there were definitely some parts on the walk that smelled like weed for sure. But the park was actually relatively smoke free. Yeah. Okay. And then I played video games with my brothers till 2 o'clock in the morning. So
damn.
Yeah, we played that. Helldivers too.
I've seen.
It's a lot of fun.
It looks like fun.
It's definitely fun. Yeah, man, that was, I can't believe it. I stayed up, and that's where I lost all my sleep. I can't sleep in. So went to bed at 2 a.m. and woke up at 6. So
damn.
Yeah. And then today, what did we do today? Costco run, some chores, played again. The boys were like, "Hey, are you on?" And I was like, "I can play for like an hour. Let's go." And so we played a little bit.
Did you really play for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I hopped on. I was like, just a little bit. I'm delirious, so I was like, "Lainey, do I have time?" She's like, "Yeah, go ahead." So, yeah, it's fun. It's cool. You know, like it's an excuse for, you know, the boys to bond. You know, we don't talk a lot.
It's awesome.
So, and then watch the movies and watch the homework. So yeah, that's all I got. Fonzo, take us home.
Oh boy. Well, Saturday being 4/20, also 4/20. It's also Record Store Day, and record stores start selling their exclusives. Oh. Very limited edition stuff.
Cool.
And my buddy Scott lined up at 1 a.m. and put out some chairs. And our buddy John showed up, sat there. So Scott got to try to sleep in his car. And they had shifts. Then when he was done, he came back in. And then John slept in the car and came back.
Wow.
That's too early for me. I went there at 6 a.m., which was still kind of early. But they had a chair waiting for me. I pulled up. And I found a parking spot super close by, which I still can't believe, which was awesome.
That's crazy, because there's a bunch of construction going on there, isn't there?
There is, yeah, especially right next to it, right in between the 454 tattoo shop.
Yeah, that's Lainey's tattoo shop.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's hers right there?
Yeah, that's where she got all her tattoos.
Yeah, Luz is right next door. Mm-hmm. Oh, that, well, between that building, whatever's being constructed there, I don't know what it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, so you know where Panicking is then, across from the tattoo shop on the side in the other corner, the big like coffee shop restaurant. It's like a big old yellow house.
Yeah.
So they open at 6. So if you need the restroom, boom, it's right there. You need breakfast, boom, nice. It's right there. Nice. So it's perfect. Where other spots, you know, you're probably trying to find a bush or a porta potty. So sat there, wanted to experience it. Wanted to actually take it in, you know, see what it was like sitting there in the chair. And those first 4 hours went by so fast. I can't believe it. I mean, I literally can't believe it. So at 9 o'clock, the owner shows up, Lou, and starts handing out numbers. So you can take off, you know, and then when you come back, you have your number spot, cool. Which is awesome. So we went over there, had some breakfast, hung out a little bit, used the restroom, and then come back and get in line. And then he throws you all into the store, starts telling the rules, which is cool about there. They have this, like the albums on the wall. And then if some aren't there, they'll have them like on boxes and stuff. So, and then he gave us a list of, you can get as many as 10. Now you can only get one copy of each, but so you can't buy like, let me get all 10 Taylor Swifts, you know? So you can only get one of each. I was only there to get, like 4. I wanted Team Sleeps, which is Chino Moreno's from Deftones side project. It came out like 2005. It was first time released on vinyl, so that was cool. And then they had this, the Spawn soundtrack came out. Remember those songs? Remember that soundtrack, dude? Oh. You guys remember the 90s soundtracks where like they would mix up.
Cross between rock and
yes,
rap? Dude. Crystal, Judgment Day.
Dude, no. But this had Filter and Crystal Method. You remember that song, Harley?
Yep, I do.
Okay, see? They had Korn and Dust Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony's playing it.
Yeah.
There it is, see? It was a wild time, man. It was like
a mashup.
Yeah, it was a wild time because, like, they had Marilyn Manson and the Sneaker Pimps. Like, who would have thought you'd ever have them two, you know, team up together? Yeah, but I feel like the lineup is, there's a lot of like that, which was cool. I didn't think they only had 2 of those. So my buddy's like, he called in and asked how many they had there, 2. He's like, if they only have 2, I'm going to get one. I'm like, all right, as long as there's another one, you know? So sure enough, when he it was funny when he got his, because he was like 2 people before me. And he looks at me and goes, don't worry, there's another one. I'm like, I know, it's just kind of funny, you know? I gave you my list. And then there was another one. It was only like a 12-inch. It was like a 2-track, but it was Daft Punk, Interstellar's love song. It was, what is it? Somebody, I don't know, what's it called? anything that Funk releases on records, I'm like, I'm getting it. Cause I went to Spin Records after we were done there, and all the ones that I wanted weren't there. So I'm like, and usually that's what I would do. I would, leave my house around like 11, the line should be short, and I'll get there and I can find the ones I want. Dude, all the ones I wanted were not there. I couldn't believe it. So I was like, man, thank goodness I went to Lose and got it. I mean, it was fun to experience all that. And, it's anxiety and adrenaline at the same time, cause you're like, you're sitting there with people in front of you, like picking all these records and you're like hoping they don't get yours. Right. Or if there's only two copies or something, then, it's going to run out quick. So you're like getting nervous. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like you keep seeing, pulling them. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Hopefully, I'm looking at the clientele. I'm like, ain't nobody want the Spawn soundtrack, man. Come on, man. This is me. The only from the 90s. Come on. You don't want this. So yeah, luckily I got mine. Okay. I went to Spin. I had another one in hand, but, while we were waiting in line, I'm like, let me look at these albums here. Cause, I'm like, I had the Lost in Translation soundtrack. That's an interesting mix. You see what's on there, Harley? Like they have like, what is it? They have like, who's that one? Let me look up the listing because it was so random. I was like, this is like such an eclectic like group. It has like it's one of those like hybrids where it's like the score and the soundtrack. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah. It's like one of those. And, but it had like, I want to say Orbital. It had some like one like dance, like, group, you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to remember, I can't type in Lost and there it is, Lost Translation soundtrack. Let's see who was on there. Why can't I find it? Give me the list. God damn it. Where is it? Track listing error. Here we go. Phoenix. This is the score. Where's the soundtrack at? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like My Bloody Valentine, Air, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Death in Vegas. Remember Death in Vegas?
Vaguely.
Yeah. And then Square Pusher. Is it Square Pusher?
Yeah, I remember that.
Is it an English electronic musician, record producer, bassist, and instrument on DJ? Yeah, see? But I remember, and then I remember the music. I was like, this one came with like a couple of the karaoke songs. Remember how she was singing to like Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson? You guys remember Lost in Translation? Oh, yeah. Bill Murray, Scarlett? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was, what's her name?
ScarJo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the director.
Oh, Sofia Coppola.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I had that in hand, but I was like waiting. My buddy, I know he kind of wanted it too. So I was like, you know what? Here, you take it. He's like, you sure? Yeah. So, because I'm like, let me look to see if they have Fiona Apple's title, because I love that album. And I just saw her name, on the records, they have the names poking through, like kind of like in the files, So I'm like, I just go, let me see if they have it. Because for whatever reason, that one that first came out, you had to sign up to some website and you had to be a member, you had to pay monthly. And I just didn't want to do that. I'm like, man, that's just lame. I don't want to do that. So I just looked in there to see if they had it. They fucking had it. I'm like, oh, dude, that's amazing. Hell yeah. So I was like, it's not a Record Store Day exclusive, but I'm getting it. So it was totally fun to do that, the experience. I'm like, this is awesome. So I came home. And I'm like, oh, that was fun. That was a long day. And then Amy's like, hey, my head's, I'm not feeling well. I'm just going to lie down. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, you know what? While she's doing that, I'm going to go edit my, the Record Store Day video. So right before I do that, I go on Instagram real quick. There's a signing at this comic book store in San Marcos. I'm like, oh shit. I was like, that's right. I wanted to go check that out. So I don't know if you guys remember the comic I told you guys about called Stray Dogs, where it's like drawn in the, if you guys look up Stray Dogs, It's
I saw it on your stories.
Okay.
But I don't remember you talking about it.
Okay. So it's like a bunch of dogs living in with a serial killer, essentially. It's like all dogs go to heaven meet seven. That's how the people describe it. And it's got that Lady and the Tramp animation, It's got the drawings of like that.
Okay.
With like a dark subject matter, So it's a really cool run. There's a trade paperback for it. And the artist was going to be there. So I was like, oh, you know what? Hell yeah. Let me go to the next album. I'm curious about this comic book shop, which was huge, by the way. It was awesome. Nowhere comics and games. The owner was super cool. He just totally looks like, yep, like you totally own a comic book store. He had like a long ponytail, super friendly to everybody, and just talking to everybody. He's like, hey, you guys, the two writers from this book is here. If you guys want to get out of Tony's line, I'm sure someone will save your spot. You go meet them and come back to Tony's line. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. And the two writers that were there, dude, everyone in line waiting for me, Tony, we got a free comic for those writers. I'm like, what? This is fucking incredible. This is so cool. And it was already signed by the artist. So now I'm going to get the artist and the two creators. And they were super cool to talk to. I'm like, this is awesome. The people in line was awesome. Like, and I'm like, and it made me think of that thing Tony, Donaldo said about physical media digital, I'm like, Record Store Day, I'm meeting people and talking to people and being there in the moment, taking that all in, Can't do that digital. You're buying it on his Xbox. comic book store, meeting, you know, same like-minded people, you know, talking about the book, talking about their books that they brought to get signed. We're talking to them, right? Because we're buying a book. And we all got the free comic and we went over and talked to the writers and they're like, oh, thanks for being here. I'm like, no, thanks for, you know, doing this. This is awesome. I was like, I didn't want to tell I got the book for free, but I was like, I was just standing in line. I got the book for free. So it was kind of cool. Yeah. It's called The Principles of Necromancy. And the way the guy explained it, the guy in line was like, dude, so it's like Conan, but like magic's gone and it's all science fiction. It's all science now. So there's no magic, but they use science. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I'll be like, all right, I'll check it out. It sounded kind of cool. So I haven't read it yet, but I got that there. But so the guy that created Stray Dogs, he has a new one called Feral. So now it's about cats. And the cool thing about last time when they did Stray Dogs, they had a bunch of horror movie covers, but they made them with like the dogs. And I went crazy. Like, trying to, I think I bought like, you saw the story, right? Talking about like, what, 8 of them or 9 of them?
Yeah, 10
of them.
A bunch.
Yeah. So when I got there, just this Wednesday, I went to the comic book shop in Oceanside and I picked up the first issue. So they had the original issue and then the back of it, they had the Dawn of the Dead cover. I'm like, I got to get that one. So then I looked online and I saw there was another variant with the Halloween cover with the pumpkin and the hat, but it's an orange cat's hand, you know? And I'm like, this is awesome. It's like a second variant. I go to the signing. The guy had him on his table. He's like, these aren't out yet. These aren't released. You guys get them early. You know, he's like, I could get in trouble, but I want to bring it for you guys. So you guys came to see me. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking perfect. So I'm like, and he's selling them for regular price. Cause normally afterwards they go for like $30, $40. It's like, it's ridiculous. And I'm getting it signed. I'm like, dude, this is a no brainer. So I bought that and I was super stoked cause I like the book. It's like a zombie virus, but with like rabies, you know? So the animals are spreading it. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like there's these three cats. They're in a car. They don't know how they got. They're like not an ambulance, but one of those like pet rescue trucks. And, there's like a animal in the street. It flips over. So they're out. It's almost like Homeward Bound. Remember when they're lost? And there's these like foxes, like three foxes trying to kill them with rabies and just these little house cats. And the way it's drawn, it's like a Disney one, right? But it's like scary because anyone can die. I just love that mixture. It's really cool. Like I said, I love Stray Dogs. So I'm super curious to read Feral. Feral just started. So it just came out last week, the first issue. So I'm excited for that. So I did two events. I couldn't believe it. A record store day and a comic book signing, which was crazy. And then later that night, we were having a potluck with our neighbors who hadn't hung out in so long. So went over there and just watched the Laker game and just hung out. And I couldn't believe I was still awake. I literally thought I was going to be like, just pass out, but I freaking made it. I don't know how. And today we just chilled, but then it was my Amy's brother's, her niece essentially. It was her birthday, which is funny because her birthday is the day before Cruz. Because in a few hours, Cruz will be freaking 15. Man, I can't even comprehend that. Man, it sounds so weird saying it out loud. It's wild.
Birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, on Earth Day. Yeah, him and Jack Nicholson share a birthday.
Nice.
Yeah. So he still doesn't know what he wants, which is so wild. Like before, he would always, you know, like when he was little, he always knew, right? He wanted Fortnite gift cards or I could give him a Nerf gun. I could give him anything. It was so easy. Now he just
doesn't. Yeah, when kids become teenagers.
Yeah, I know. He wants like an e-bike. I'm like, hey, I ain't giving you that, man. Come on now. But yeah, so hopefully he'll pick somewhere to eat dinner and we just go there. It'd be fun. But yeah, so today was the little girl's birthday. Went to a park and just man, I was tired. I forget how much energy they take when they're that little. They have so much energy, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't sit still. Like, we were chasing them around. She wanted me to push her swinging. Dude, she could have sat there for like 2 hours, me just pushing her. I'm like, man, this shit is fucking didn't work. I'm like, are you good? Now you're done. She's like, no, I wanted to go higher. I want you to push me to the moon. I'm like, okay. You're pushing. I'm like, hey, you done now? Nope. I'm like, damn, I forgot. These kids, like, they'll go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the little pinata, and it was fun. It was a nice day too, because it wasn't like too hot, and then it get a little cloudy. So it's just nice. We got a nice breeze the entire time, but it wasn't freezing. It was just nice to celebrate it. Cause like I said, it was so funny when she was pregnant with her, like, we're like, oh man, she better not be born the same day as Cruz. That'd be so weird. She's so awkward, but she was born the day before. It's just funny. So we did that and then came home and then, finished the homeworks. But yeah, just chilled, man, after that. So, and then recording.
Right on.
Yeah, man. So that's it, man. So, I would definitely probably do that again record store day. It's just, I think if there's something that I really want, you know, you got to get there early because, things will sell out, especially if you're like really long line. It was funny because people would walk by and going, hey, what's going on here? What's this? You know? And the best part was when they go, okay, if you're here for not record store day, just buying albums, you want to stand on this line. We looked at each other like, who the fuck would come here on not on record store day just to buy albums? You know how long this line is? Oh, and of course, when my buddy went up to the register, they all stopped working. Like the internet crashed. Yeah. And they're like, anyone's got cash? Guess how many people raised their hand?
None.
Nobody has cash, dude. Nobody listens to disco. Nobody carries cash. Techno. It's crazy, dude. They're like, everyone's like,
you know what I did?
Oh, what?
I just realized because I got gas on Thursday, so it's technically not part of my weekend. But a homeless guy came up to me and was like, hey, you got a dollar? I was like, man, I don't carry cash. But I was like, I'll buy you. He's like, I just want a bottle of water. I'm like, I'll go buy you water. Yeah, let's go into the gas station. So I took the homeless guy into the gas station, and he's like, well, can I get a soda? And I'm like, man, just whatever you want that's like around $5. Just whatever. Just go. He's like, really? And so he goes in there and he's like looking around. There's so much thing to see. And the cashier's kind of giving me the eye like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, well, I don't want to make him feel like awkward if it goes over $5.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I got to buy something too. That way, you can't do the math, right?
Okay, right.
And I was like, man, there's nothing I want in here. This is all garbage food.
Right.
I felt so bad. I was like, but he got his, he got a spicy, like a cup of noodles, but a big bowl of noodles, some chips and a Sprite.
Damn.
And I got I got one of those, like 42 grams of protein Fairlife, strawberry milks. I was like, 42 grams. Damn.
That's
okay.
A lot.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's I was a, like, great. Bring a, it on. So
it's like, it's milk with protein powder in it.
No, it's not.
No.
The way Fairlife works, they quadruple filter the milk and it splits it up into the four components. It's got its proteins, its sugars, its fats. And then there's some other thing that like some other parts of the milk and it reconstitutes them. Maybe no, there's like, it's, I can't remember exactly.
What's this stuff called again?
It's like the lactase or the lactose. There's the protein, the lactose, and then I think maybe it's two different types of fats or something like that. Anyway, it filters the milk out and then it brings it back together with more protein than sugar. So it takes milk, filters it out, and then brings it back together in a different ratio. So you're actually, it's not protein powder. It's the milk itself, just with more of the protein from milk instead of the sugars from milk.
Well, that's all protein powder. Whey protein.
No, but protein powder is dried out, hydrolyzed. Like it's you make a powder, you add a.
You guys want to take this conversation afterwards?
Right. Anyway, when you make protein powder, you add shit to it so that it's a powder form. It's like another, like a salt or something that you add to it so that it stays as a, it stays dry.
Well, the whey is.
But what I'm saying is they don't make powder. What I'm saying is that they don't make powder. They don't add powder. They take the liquids, split the liquids, and then put them back together as they're still liquid. Right. And that's why it tastes so good. Like Fonzo, you've tasted the Fairlife stuff, right?
Yeah.
That stuff is like delicious. It's like tastes like milk, and their 42 gram stuff, it tastes good. It doesn't taste like protein powder. So anyway, that's what I bought with the homeless guy.
Now they're like pigeons, bro. Every time you put food down, they're gonna keep coming after you. Now,
right? Every time they see our car, they're gonna flock, that's the guy that gives that buys you shit. I was like, exactly. Fuck it, why not? I was like, $5 for you, $5 for you.
What did he say? Shopping spree. Thank you, at least.
Yeah, he said thank you. Like you could tell that he was kind of like nervous, and I said something. I said like I said enjoy, hope you enjoy or something like that. Yeah. He said thank you, God bless, and then he walked away. So I finally did the thing. Like no, I've always thought like you know I don't carry cash, right? I've said that so many times down here in San Diego to homeless people who are like, hey, can I have a dollar? I'm like, we don't carry cash. Like, we don't. When we do carry cash, we give it away. I'm like, yeah, here's a dollar. Here's a dollar.
I was
like,
hoping like, whatever. The bum was going to say, oh, no, I got Zelle.
Hell yeah, you got Zelle. Yeah, you got some Venmo?
Yeah. I was hoping he's going to say that. Like,
that'd be hilarious.
Dude, the hot dog trucks do that. The little ones in LA, like after a concert?
Yeah, they should. Yeah, that's great.
The codes on the side of the little.
Yeah, they have them down here, too. Yeah, they have Venmo.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. That was crazy. $6.85. Podcast, which is Random and Ranted All Things Movies. We're Boy Fawcett, we ride together.
Harley, we die together.
MCP, Bad Boys for Life.